From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is again criticizing reports that there were links between his presidential campaign and Russia. On Twitter on Wednesday, he called the reports, quote, the greatest witch hunt in political history. His tweet came a day after his eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., disclosed emails that showed how he and other key Trump aides met with a Russian lawyer who offered incriminating information about Trump's challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. The younger Trump said in an interview on Fox News he did not tell his father about the meeting, and he dismissed charges of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia as ridiculous.
I was probably pressing because the pretext of the meeting was, hey, I have information about your opponent. It was this, you know, hey, some DNC donors may have done something in Russia and they didn't pay taxes. I was like, what does this have to do with anything?
Also on Wednesday, President Trump said the White House is, quote, functioning perfectly, challenging accounts it is in chaos from his eldest son's disclosure of how he met last year with a supposed government lawyer. The news accounts described the president with a light schedule Tuesday as fuming while he watched news channel reports about Trump Jr.'s email chain, but Trump said his White House was focused on overhauling the country's health care law, tax cuts and reforms, and many other things. He said on Twitter, I have little time for watching TV. A Russian billionaire on Wednesday dismissed as fiction emails released by Donald Trump's eldest son, which identify him as a potential middleman for allegedly incriminating Kremlin information on Hillary Clinton. Aras Agalarov dismissed the emails identifying him, said he only vaguely knew the people involved. This is VOA News. House Speaker Paul Ryan said a strong sanctions bill against Russia could come up for a vote soon. He said, I'm a Russia hawk. I believe in strong, bold Russian actions. The bill has been awaiting a House vote for almost a month since the Senate passed it 98-2. The sanctions debate comes amid intense focus on Russian interference in the 2016 election and investigations into the nature of the Trump campaign's relationships with Russian contacts. President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Christopher Wray, assured lawmakers Wednesday that the agency would continue to be free of political influence as it conducts business, including a special prosecutor's probe into Russia's meddling in the election. A new report finds more than 2 billion people lack access to safe drinking water, and more than twice that number, or 4.5 billion people, lack safe sanitation. The report by the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund is the first global assessment of water, sanitation, and hygiene for the Sustainable Development Goals. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report in Geneva.
The United Nations reports nearly 850,000 people die every year from lack of access to good water, sanitation, and hygiene. WHO coordinator Bruce Gordon says many homes, healthcare facilities, and schools have no soap and water for hand washing.
The one figure I'd like to kind of emphasize here is that in sub-Saharan Africa, 15% of the population only has access to a hand washing facility with soap and water. And as we know, good hygiene is one of the simplest and most effective ways to stop the spread of disease.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Brazil's former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been convicted of corruption and money laundering and sentenced to 9.5 years in prison. Lula, as he's commonly known, has denied the charges and plans to appeal the conviction. He'll remain free during the appeals process. Federal Judge Sergio Moro found the popular politician guilty of taking more than $1 million in kickbacks from an engineering firm and using the money to refurbish a beachfront apartment. Global stock markets rose sharply Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen dampened expectations that the U.S. central bank would raise interest rates more than 3 times in 2017. The central bank has already raised rates twice in 2017, and one more rate hike is now expected later this year. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.